In this podcast, Mac Dev Center editors Bruce Stewart and Chris Stone talk about Apple CEO Steve Jobs' keynote at the Macworld Expo. We talked outside at the Yerba Buena Gardens in San Francisco just after the keynote. This first voice is Bruce.
Well, I was very impressed with the iPhone device. I'm definitely lusting after that one and looking forward to it being available. I'm sad it's going to be 6 months down the road. I was a little surprised and disappointed that there wasn't talk of much else there. The ITV box, while it sounds interesting, isn't blowing my socks off, and I was looking for some computing announcements and some discussion of software, and I was sort of disappointed not to hear anything about Leopard or iWork or iLife. I think there's a good chance that the iPhone is a revolutionary device. I've had a lot of cell phones, and I cover the cell phone industry a lot too, and the cell phone industry is in need of some refreshing design inspiration, and this could be it. Things like the scrolling features and the way to pinch and expand on the screen, and just the screen interface, are all pretty different and looked pretty attractive in the demo anyway. It's something I'll be looking forward to getting my hands on. I do need a better interface for my phone. I've been wanting that for a long time, and so if I can more easily page through my contacts and flip back and forth between email and SMS and phone stuff, that's a big plus for me.
What'd be really great is if this iPhone could replace my laptop, which I have to lug around everywhere. I have a 15-inch now, which is better than the 17, but if I could have an iPhone to certainly do my email, do my web browsing, and as a sysadmin, I'd love it to have a terminal so I can have SSH connectivity to my servers. There's not much else I would need my laptop for. From an IS standpoint, someone who supports a number of users, if that could be true across the board, that would really revolutionize what we do with our employees about issuing laptops as opposed to desktops. If we could give them iPhones and a desktop, that could save us a lot of money, potentially. The fact that OS X runs the iPhone has great ramifications, especially if porting apps to it is not such a big deal. It's the same kernel, so I imagine as long as you don't rely on a lot of the services that you know will be there in the computer OS, you know, a lot of the background daemons and such that you wouldn't need in the phone. As long as you're not relying on that stuff, I think there's a huge potential for development of really great apps for the iPhone. Jobs alluded to that, or directly stated that this was equal to the announcement of the Mac itself, the iPod, and now the iPhone, and it was an historic keynote, and I think he's going to be right. He seemed very excited. He seemed healthy. There were rumors that he might make an announcement that he was leaving, but you know that sure didn't come up. So from that side, the general gestalt of it was very encouraging. And from the other side, being a systems admin, someone who wants to know what's coming up in hardware and software, I was obviously sorely disappointed that the word Leopard was not even mentioned in the keynote. And then as a consumer, certainly the iPhone was awesome and something I definitely want. My impression of the iPhone was, it was the same thing I felt when the iPod came out, was why did it take someone so long to just do the right thing? And that's Apple's thing. After they do something, it always seems so obvious, the solution that they come up with. And the interface of it, the design of it, functionality of it, just seems like the way it a phone should be. The devil's in the details. We'll see how well it works on the network. And I'm a little concerned that they're tied to Singular and the possibility that they may hobble it in some way.
Well, some of the things that are really interesting about the phone, I thought, was its ability to seamlessly transition between GSM and Edge or Wi-Fi. That's we're certainly seeing a rash of Wi-Fi capable phones all of a sudden. Nobody seems to really be getting it right. It might, Apple could be the one who does get that right, and it certainly could have some interesting VoIP ramifications for making calls out too. That's probably not what Singular wants to focus on, but certainly some possibilities in that direction. I think mostly what I was impressed with were the design and the interface improvements there. And I think they're really significant. I think I agree with Chris, and I think Steve is right, that this could be a revolutionary product, and it could be as big of a deal as the iPod and the Mac. The cell phones we've been using pretty much since they've come out, they've gotten smaller, but they all have have worked at pretty much a similar interface and lots of little buttons if you're going to have a keyboard situation. And I mean, the sensors they built into that phone, the way it changed from portrait to landscape mode just by turning it over, the way it adjusts for light, the way you can enlarge and reduce the size of images in a web browser by just tapping or pinching your fingers, all those are really significant interface improvements. I was also very impressed with the integration the phone had among its different capabilities. I mean, Steve made a big deal. It's not just a phone. It's an iPod. It's an internet connectivity device, and it's a phone. And the integration between those things were pretty sweet in the demo. I mean, to be able to have a phone call come in and just have the music shut off and go to phone mode, to be able to just tap on a phone number in your email and have that make the phone call. The way the GMaps, Google Maps, integrated into that phone, if you click on an address and you go to the Google Maps thing and flip it over to, you know, satellite mode, there's a lot of really nice integrated features that all seem like they were, you know, designed to work very smoothly and easily, which is what Apple's known for and which is what I'm really looking for in a device like this. Do I think they can sell 10 million in 1 year? I don't know. I mean, that's, in one way, you look at 10 million is a big number, but as Steve pointed out, that's only 1% of the U.S. cell phone market. Not all those phones are $500 phones, but I think they'll sell a lot of them. Yeah, I think if it's as good as it looked in this demo, I think it's going to be a big hit.
Having a little background in living in Japan, I know that the Newton was kind of popular there, and I'm wondering if those kinds of devices from Apple, especially, would take off. You know, they're tied especially to their homegrown kinds of things, but. A breakthrough product like that, I think, could have big sales in Japan.
I mean, I think they're smart for putting a large international emphasis, which it sounds like they're going to do, on this device. And in other countries in Asia, they're more used and adept to doing email and internet on their phone devices than we are in this country. So a device that does those things markedly better would, I think, be a big hit.
So we work a lot in supporting syncing of contacts and addresses and things. Given all the various flavors of cell phones and email clients and calendar clients and this and that, it looks like Apple certainly addressed the issue with Macs, and hopefully it will be as easy with PCs, and the iPhone will allow us much better mobile syncing than we've done before. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that works out, and also how soon third-party sync plugins will come out.
Chris Stone and Bruce Stewart on the iPhone and Steve Jobs Macworld Keynote. This has been a production of O'Reilly Media.